Egoity is not an absolute isolation. It can seem to be so, but it is like a wax apple. The wax apple still exists in reality itself. It doesn't exist in the context of natural apples that come from trees, but nonetheless, it's still in the universe. It's associated with reality itself, not the reality of being an apple. And that is the case with egoity. It's not absolutely exiled from reality. I can break through it in various kinds of moments if my devotee is turned to me, available to me, then there is evidence of this reality, and that is always already the case. The experiential evidence, such as you're describing, is always limited by the mode of experiencing. That is its typical metaphor. So some people speak in terms of energy more closer to the body identification or gross identification. Some people speak in terms of visions and such, experientially, more like the realm of mind or fifth stage phenomena, as opposed to energy more in fourth stage sense then. Or otherwise, as you seem to be speaking, in the mode of a kind of sixth stage language of awareness, a kind of causal dimension of perspective on it. But because the experiences are always conditionally framed, given through metaphor, in the midst of psychophysical experiencing, which inevitably returns as the overlay of existence, every kind of experiential tendency, represented differently by different devotees or different moments in any devotee's life, has a characteristic associated with the stages of life, often a dominant expression. You are describing a kind of experiencing that you have had in my company some number of times, and it has this six-stage kind of quality, the awareness kind of description. But it's still framed in the metaphor of the body-mind. It's not perfect awakening. It's not seventh-stage realization. It is a tacit realization given through a metaphor. And yet it is a tacit awareness of me prior to conditions. That is the very condition of conditions. It is the reality itself in which both natural apples and wax apples are arising. It is my own person. It is not merely there. It is transmitted by me, as me. And by continuing in the turning to me, that is true devotion, the true yoga of Adidham, this tacit participation in my state ultimately goes beyond the metaphors of the body-mind, the metaphors of waking, dreaming, and sleeping, the metaphors of gross, subtle, and causal, and is realized in its fullness in the seventh stage awakening to my state and person, or state of person. Beyond all associations, beyond all limiting metaphors, and beyond all changes, gross, subtle, or causal, all space-time changes, all perspectives, all point of view, overlays, all ideas of self, all questions. It is an unbroken samadhi of realization of me, in which there is no conditional reference or foundation for the realization of me. It's not in time, and therefore it doesn't proceed and it doesn't stop. It doesn't exclude the cosmic pattern either. So it is not quite right simply to identify it as awareness and not the states and objects of conditional existence. It is not not that. It is that. But all of that is recognized, and so there is no conditional dependency, providing the frame or metaphor for the realization. It cannot be lost. It's not about having to be in a state separate from gross, subtle, and causal conditions, or separate from waking, dreaming, or sleeping, or separate from the body-mind. It's not a separate state or realization. It cannot become hidden, then. It is what is. It is that which is always already the case. And nothing can arise that is not that.